Truth. Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, September 8th, 2021, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan Friday, and more insanity. I mean, it's just a crazy time out there. Looking at the corporate media, it's all death, grief, sorrow, followed by a fashion show. Anyway, we're going to do news until it's time to open up our phone lines, and Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, taking care of business. Before we get into the news, though, I just a comment about current events here, and you know, this mess in Afghanistan. Okay, and everyone's saying, you know, it's Joe Biden's problem. It's probably going to be the high point or low point of his legacy. But I want to point out something. You know, nobody disagrees with getting out of Afghanistan. We should have left a long time ago. We probably never should have gone in before, because the war in Afghanistan was all about an oil pipeline right of way and access to cheap opium. Had nothing to do with terror. Had nothing to do with 9/11. 9/11 was just the hoax perpetrated on the American people to get us all hot and bothered to fling our money and our children into yet another conflict here. But Biden definitely is getting a lot of blame for the mess up of the withdrawal. But it's not just him that we need to point the finger of blame at, because as more and more evidence continues to surface that the 2020 election was stolen, then everybody involved in that election theft, all the county officials, the voting officials, the volunteers, everybody who was dumping backpacks full of ballots into those ballot collection points in the middle of the night, all of them bear a collective responsibility for the disaster that happened in Afghanistan. And so if you're one of those people, and I can't imagine that you are and are listening to the show, but just in case, you helped create the situation that led to the fiasco in Afghanistan by stealing the election for a gentleman who is clearly in mental decline and not able to think things through. So that's my comment about that. Getting into the news here, and speaking of Afghanistan, Donald Trump is again slamming Joe Biden over the handling of the withdrawal from Afghanistan. Once again, pointing out that the U.S. citizens and the military hardware should have been removed first before the military was withdrawn. Absolute common sense there. It was the way Trump was planning on doing it. And he had an office set up to handle that, that Joe Biden shut down because it had the Trump taint about it. And we don't go along with anything that Donald Trump had anything to do with, no matter how many people it hurts, apparently, in this situation. And Trump is basically describing the Afghanistan withdrawal as the greatest embarrassment to the country in U.S. history. And yeah, he's absolutely right on that one. When the man is right, he is right. Interesting little article coming on out of BlabberBuzz. It's titled, Biden Makes the Taliban Great Again, which he certainly did with that $85 billion worth of weapons that were left inside the country. And there's a highly honored British Army officer, Special Operations Staff Sergeant Trevor Colt, and he's basically said he's absolutely shocked at how Joe Biden handled the Afghanistan departure, basically saying that it rendered the entire 20-year war a total waste. And Staff Sergeant Colt said he destroyed 20 years' work in less than 24 hours. And so it's a real mess. And again, Biden's out there trying to distract everybody with, you know, abortion this and illegal immigration that and economy this and COVID that. But people are not going to forget. And Biden's going to go down in history, you know, primarily as the man who botched getting us out of Afghanistan. Meanwhile, Afghan soldiers who were trained by the British and American forces at taxpayer expense, have reportedly now defected and have joined the Taliban. So not too surprised that was going to happen. There was actually a big problem before the U.S. withdrawal. That the U.S. was training Afghan soldiers and equipping them, and then these Afghan soldiers would go over to the Taliban with their equipment and join their ranks as well. So Biden basically has built the Taliban back better. They have weapons, military equipment, fuel, the biometric identification system, the latest high-tech, and they're probably going to be holding a weapons bazaar in the very near future, where America's enemies will be able to come on in and buy America's high-tech weaponry to reverse engineer and use against us somewhere down the road. Now, Jen Psaki has said that Biden won't rush to recognize a new moderate Taliban government. And that's because the government includes a wanted terrorist with a $10 million bounty, four members of the Guantanamo Five, and of course they have no women in the government, so by golly, we're going to give them what for. Actually, I don't think the Taliban really cares what Joe Biden thinks about them and their new government. You know, they won the war, and you know, Biden's still trying to act like he's got some say about what's going on over there, and he's delusional. He really is. Now, the Afghan refugees are leaving Afghanistan by the tens of thousands. There are still, unfortunately, Americans trapped inside. And over at Ramstein Air Base, we talked about this yesterday, they've converted one of their two-mile-long runways into this vast tent city to house these Afghans before they come here to the United States of America. And, you know, Germany's being very tolerant about this. Because inevitably some of those Afghans are going to want to stay in Germany rather than come to the United States. Now, Glenn Kessler has noted that a spokesperson who came out and said Senator Chuck Schumer misspoke when he said all Americans who wandered out of Afghanistan got out. No, Chuck Schumer was lying. He did not misspeak. He was trying to lie to put the best possible face on this. And again, as we learned with that July phone call between Biden and the former president of Afghanistan, Ghani, you know, it's about the optics and about perception more than about the reality of what's going on. You know, the U.S. government has basically turned into a gigantic advertising agency, and all they ever think about is selling you the next illusion, the next propaganda, the next lie, the next war, the next vaccine, the next economic and tax policy, and so forth. Meanwhile, we're still hearing from Oklahoma Republican Mark Wayne Mullen. Now, he helped evacuate four Americans left behind in Afghanistan. It was an overland escape. The State Department actually tried to take credit for it, and the private organization that was behind that said, no, we actually did the work. And Congressman Mullen is basically saying, you know, Biden and his administration are lying. It's all about the optics. They don't care to do good as long as they look good. And that is a really lousy way to be running a country, in my humble opinion. Now, there has been an email leaked from an official to a retired Marine who was attempting to charter private evacuation flights for Americans out of Afghanistan, and it proves the Biden State Department was refusing to grant approval to use military bases or to land in the United States. Now, Fox News broke this story, and again, it proves the State Department refused to greenlight flights that could have evacuated American citizens and Afghan special immigrant visa applicants to third countries. And the State Department explicitly stated that charter flights, even those with American citizens, would not be allowed to use U.S. air bases or land in America. And that may be the reason we still have those six planes sitting on runways up there in Afghanistan. I don't know what they think they're doing. You know, maybe they're just embarrassed that private individuals and private organizations are able to get the Americans out when the government failed to do so. That it may just be as selfish as that. You know, we can't make them look, make us look bad. Let those Americans die over there in Afghanistan here. So the Biden regime is being blamed for blocking these private groups trying to evacuate U.S. citizens. And, of course, these groups are coming back saying, you know, this is not a place to be negotiating with American lives. And yet, apparently, that's what the Biden administration is doing here. Now, a little bit of humanitarian news. There is a woman named Charlotte Maxwell Jones. She's a native of Clinton, Tennessee. She is the director and founder of the Kabul Small Animal Rescue in Afghanistan's capital. She's lived there for 11 years. She chose to remain behind. She did not get on an evacuation flight because she wanted to rescue the dogs. And she has rescued those military working dogs that were abandoned when the U.S. left. And apparently the dogs are doing very well, probably a lot better than some of the Americans are here. Now, this is really going to be interesting. One of the ways that the United States makes money off of wars is they'll go in and they'll spend a bunch of money blowing the place up, and then they'll offer to come on in and loan the country the money to rebuild as long as they give that money to American contractors. That reconstruction is really a big part of the payoff of any war. Well, the Taliban isn't having anything to do with it. They're relying on China, who is providing funding for reconstruction of Afghanistan. And possibly because of that, there is a new development. China may take over the Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan. And the fiasco just gets worse and worse. And it will give the Chinese military a strong foothold in that part of the world. So, score another one against Biden here. Now, Biden is out there again. He's trying to distract everybody from Afghanistan. And he's back to pushing his $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan, which basically everything under the sun is now considered infrastructure, including things like Drag Queen Story Hour. And now he wants to add hurricane aid and the cost of the Afghan resettlement into that package. And there's already a lot of resistance against that package. And, maybe Biden is just trying to force the issue so that Congress will have no choice but to raise the borrowing limit. Meanwhile, Joe Manchin has called for a pause in approving Biden's $3.5 trillion budget deal. And Nancy Pelosi is basically rebuffing him and saying, no, we're going full speed ahead. We're going to get the money. We're going to spend it. And the American taxpayer will pay for it along with their children and their children's children and their children's children's children ad infinitum. Now, interesting developments here. We've been kind of hearing rumblings all along here. But looking forward to the 2024 election, we are hearing more indications that Donald Trump is going to run again. And one senior aide to Trump, Jason Miller, basically said that he considers the chances somewhere between 99% and 100%. And, of course, we had last week Ohio Representative Jim Jordan basically said, I think he's going to run. I want him to run. He's proven he can take the heat. And I know a lot of you listening to this show have got problems with Donald Trump. I certainly do. In particular, the way he dropped the issue of election fraud. But you got to admit, he still would have been a better president than Joe Biden has turned out to be. You know, I don't even think there's even a comparison possible here. So Donald Trump is out there still attacking Joe Biden for Afghanistan, describing him as incompetent. and says we were embarrassed in front of the world, and is again repeating his comments about the stolen 2020 election. Meanwhile, while the economy is crumbling and Louisiana is flooding, everybody's digging out from Hurricane Ida, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden are on their way to California to campaign for Governor Gruesom Newsom, to keep him in office, to keep California Democratic, to keep on driving it down into the ditch where it's dangerously close to right now. Joe Biden, as we mentioned before, is planning to travel to Ground Zero, all three of them, Saturday on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This after surrendering Afghanistan, arming the Taliban, and stranding hundreds of Americans in the country. And as we reported yesterday, some of the families of the victims of 9/11 do not want him there. They do not want him there at those commemorations. Now, we're still seeing an attempt to spin and propagandize that recent Supreme Court decision upholding the Texas heartbeat law regarding abortion and setting a new low for corporate media, as if they couldn't get any lower. But every time they think they can't get lower, they do. Over at MSNBC, anchor Nicole Wallace is now suggesting that the GOP-controlled states are in collusion with the Supreme Court to roll back abortion rights. Oh, it's an evil plot by those gosh darn Republicans here. Meanwhile, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem has issued an executive order limiting access to abortion drugs days after the introduction of the controversial Texas heartbeat law. And, you know, it's funny, the same people who talk about how Earth is overpopulated are fighting tooth and nail to limit birth options, not just abortions. They're trying to limit access to birth control, limit sex education. I was rather surprised to find out here in Indiana, the only sex education they have in the schools is don't do it or you'll get AIDS. That's it. That's the entire thing right there. We mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again because we have this protest at the Capitol building later this month in support of all the people who were arrested after January 6th for nothing more than simply standing around watching a Trump rally and looking at the Capitol building. Head of the Department of Homeland Security is out there saying white Americans side with the Taliban and are planning terror attacks on the U.S. soil. And to me, this is saying they're getting ready for another false flag attack of some kind that'll be blamed on white supremacists and Iran and China and Russia and who knows who all else. You know, and try and justify grabbing the guns and everything. Now, we've been talking about this lawyer for some of the January 6th clients who was reported as missing. Turns out he's been in the hospital, and he just got out of the hospital, and he said reports that I was missing were completely, completely false. So presumably he is back representing his clients in that kangaroo court. Now, yesterday, we talked about how the website of the National Archives had put a harmful language warning on the Constitution of the United States of America, and as of today, they have added the same warning to the Declaration of Independence. They actually don't seem to want people to read these founding documents. Oh, my goodness, that's, you know, how dare you read the Constitution? You might actually decide to hold the government to the letter of the law there. And we can't have any of that stuff around. We can't have freedom of speech and the right to bear arms and the right to privacy. I mean, what do you think this is, a republic? Okay, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on water.
And welcome back to our show here. This is the part of the program where I remind you all that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your ongoing support to keep on speaking truth to power in these very critical times. So once again, the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now remember, if you mail in a donation of $100 or more, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt like the one I am wearing right now. So include a return address, and if you want the t-shirt, we need your t-shirt size. The network thanks you. Now, out in California, despite the massive Democratic fraud that has already been caught and exposed, it is looking like Gavin Newsom might actually lose the recall election. That's why Biden and Harris are heading out to California to campaign for him, while, you know, not doing their job that they're paid to do, I might add here. And already we are seeing the corporate media basically positioning itself to question the outcome of the recall election if Larry Elder should win. And this is going to be interesting because the same media insisting there could not possibly be election fraud in Biden's victory will be screaming election fraud if Larry Elder wins. And I'm sure the irony is completely lost on them. Now, speaking of election fraud, Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers and the U.S. Senate candidate Eric Greitens are in St. Louis today for a media tour, and they announced that they petition to decertify the Arizona election results has reached 663,458 signatures. Well, that is definitely the will of the people that members of the so-called Democratic Party ought to be taking a look at. Now, there's another big story breaking. This was on One American News earlier. And in addition to the Maricopa County forensic audit that was sponsored by the Arizona Senate, there has been a parallel independent effort going on, basically a canvassing of the voters in the district to try and verify, you know, who really did vote and who did not. And they have come up with some very surprising numbers. And before I give you the numbers, let me give you some definitions. Lost votes are those votes where people voted, but their votes were discarded. Now, ghost votes are those votes cast by somebody other than the voter assigned to that vote. And that includes those cemetery votes as well. This canvassing audit basically discovered 174,104 lost votes, 96,389 ghost votes. Now, the way to basically double check this is to have those logs from those electronic voting machines. But the Democrats and the voting machine companies have been fighting tooth and nail not to turn that information over, even though it has been subpoenaed by the Arizona Senate. You're just sitting there saying, it's none of your business, we don't have to tell you, Okay. Meanwhile, Arizona State Representative Mark Fincham is talking about how they're going to be handling votes in Arizona from now on. And first and foremost are going to be the ballots themselves. They're going to be employing what are described as currency-grade fraud measures. They're going to be UV reactive. I don't know if you're aware of this, but your U.S. Federal Reserve notes, if you put a UV light on, long-wave UV light, there are things there that show it's real currency. They're going to have QR codes. They're going to have microprint, something that can't be duplicated on a computer printer. They're going to have holographic watermarks, and it's going to be very, very difficult to counterfeit those in any large numbers. So congratulations to them on that. Now, contrast that with out in California, where they're Democratic liberal Secretary of State is saying, oh, you can just print out the ballots on your home computer and send them on in for the recall election. All right. Now, the Arizona Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, is already under suspicion, if you will, trying to cheat in the 2022 midterm elections. Now, there's a group called ezaz.org. And they're examining the 2021 Elections Procedure Manual being put out by Katie Hobbs. And I'll give you the rest of the story after these words from our sponsors.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here, and we're talking about how the Arizona Secretary of State, Katie Hobbs, has issued a 2021 Elections Procedure Manual. It's out in draft form only, waiting to be reviewed, and this organization, EZAS, or EZArizona.org, has gone through this manual, and they have found all kinds of problems they say will leave the election open to fraud. Some of the issues they have found: same-day voter registration was snuck into the deal, relaxed deceased voter soft match. In other words, they're not going to be checking if the voter's name on has passed away on the ballot. There is no way for a voter to remove themselves from early voting. No steps for a voter to rectify someone stealing their early ballot. And we were seeing a lot of that going on out in California. The voter registration district skipping is enabled. Elimination of precinct voting locations. No requirements for signature verification checkpoints. Date and time stamps not required on the early ballot log report. All kinds of things like that. I mean, they have found a total of 170 fraud concerns in what is supposed to be the official Arizona elections manual going into the midterms next year. All right, so let's talk a little bit about COVID. It's still out there. It's still being fanned around to try and make money, also to distract us all from Afghanistan. Oddly enough, and we're going to have to do a tip of the hat here, the New York Times actually came out with an honest piece of reporting on COVID-19 saying that the real chances of a breakthrough infection is only 1 in 5,000. Okay, well, then we need to look at all those COVID cases occurring in the vaccinated people as something other than a breakthrough, like maybe the vaccines are actually triggering the disease process. Interestingly enough, as these Afghan refugees are getting ready to flood into the United States of America, the CDC is endorsing ivermectin for the refugees. They basically want to get them dosed before they come into the United States of America to prevent them from bringing COVID-19 or additional COVID-19 people into the country. But still, you know, ivermectin is subjected to a smear campaign in the media to get you to go on getting those vaccines here. Now, the World Health Organization declared low-income countries were ready to run effective COVID-19 vaccination campaigns, and it's now down to the manufacturers and rich countries to deliver the pledged doses to ease global health inequalities. And unfortunately, the scheme is going to get 575 million fewer shots than originally thought. So, pulling back on that, I would like to know what the incidence of COVID is in these poorer countries that don't have the vaccines here. Meanwhile, despite very high vaccination rates, Israel has been hit by a new wave of COVID-19 infections. And so there is something definitely going on over there. Up in Ontario, there's a new report was released last week by Public Health Ontario showing the incidence of heart inflammation following mRNA vaccination and showing that it was significantly more prevalent in young people. As of August 7th, there were 106 incidents of myocarditis and pericarditis in people under the age of 25. This is an age group that just doesn't get these kind of heart problems. And again, there's clearly a relationship there that needs to be looked at. Okay, coming on over from UNS.com, they're talking about the growing case against the COVID mRNA vaccine. Now, over in Gibraltar, they have had a 99% vaccination rate since June 1st. The consequence has been a 2,500% daily increase in COVID cases. The vaccine clearly is useless. It makes no public health sense, but it certainly does make a lot of money for the medical industrial complex. And over in Israel, dealing with their problems, researchers in Israel are now studying mRNA vaccines for signs of long-term damage, something that the original vaccine companies didn't do. They rushed them on through, you know, it's an emergency, we got to get them out there. And over in Israel, because of the problems they've been having, researchers are trying to learn if there are, in fact, long-term harm caused by these mRNA vaccines. All righty. Now, a while back, Rand Paul accused Anthony Fauci of lying to Congress by insisting the U.S. never funded gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. And Fauci's excuse at the time was, well, what they were doing wasn't exactly technically gain-of-function research. It was a little bit of waffling. And Rand Paul is now taking a victory lap following the release of documents revealing the true extent of Dr. Anthony Fauci's ties to the Wuhan Institute of Virology lab in China. And Rand Paul tweeted out, surprise, surprise, Fauci lied again. And he included the link to The Intercept, which has 900 pages of Freedom of Information Act documents revealing that Fauci did fund coronavirus gain-of-function research at the Wuhan lab. They were taking these coronaviruses in bats and engineering them to be more infectious to humans. And all of a sudden, I've got this idea for a cartoon in my head where there's a pharmaceutical CEO on the phone saying, our stock is going down. And the scientist at the other end says, oh, okay, we got another variant all ready to go. Now, 18 years ago, during the SARS epidemic, Anthony Fauci was on C-SPAN, and a physician called into the show and told Fauci he should resign over the same style of constantly changing messaging he's had during COVID. And described as a physician from Durham, North Carolina, the caller made prophetic remarks during an April 14th, 2003 open phones program focusing on the source of SARS and the effort to combat the disease amidst an epidemic in Hong Kong. And the caller began by outlining Fauci's inability to convey public health messages to Americans. He said, this is a direct quote, you've been at the NIH a pretty long time, and it seems to me that during your tenure, our ability to control infectious diseases hasn't improved, but in fact worsened. And even basic health tips, such as you can't use antibiotics to treat viral infections, have not been adequately communicated to the public. Because, for instance, people will come in demanding an antibiotic for a common cold or any other viral infection, which has certainly served to create more resistant strains. So, Fauci's been dealing with this kind of stuff pretty much his entire career, and it's amazing he still has a job here. Let's see. Killmeat is out there saying it appears Anthony Fauci lied under oath. Yes, he did. Now, interestingly enough, over in Malaysia, they are declaring an end to the pandemic. And they're basically saying at the end of October, they're basically going to say COVID-19 will be an endemic disease, not a pandemic disease. And they're going to relax all of their mask vaccine, social distancing requirements here. Now, Joe Rogan has come under attack by the corporate media for going public with the fact that he had COVID and treated it very successfully with vitamins and ivermectin. And the media was out there saying, oh, he's out there taking horse dewormer and, forgetting that ivermectin was approved for human use by the FDA and it won a Nobel Prize. This is good stuff they got out there here. So Joe Rogan is now threatening to sue CNN for defamation, and I hope he does, and I hope he wins, because the media has been a big part of the problem of not getting accurate information. And this the performance of the corporate media during the pandemic and a bunch of other stuff as well, including Afghanistan and Iraq and so forth, shows us why this idea of banning misinformation is a terrible idea. Because when the first reports came out of a possible lab leak of COVID, the media said, oh, that's misinformation. You're banned, you're banned, you're banned, you're banned. Now pretty much everybody acknowledges that certainly was an accurate thing to be talking about. And if we'd had this kind of censorship and cancel culture back in 1976 during the swine flu debacle, a lot more people would have died before word of the fact that the vaccine was causing a lot of deaths finally got out to the public. You know, remember thalidomide, which the FDA approved here in the U.S., but thankfully not for pregnant women. It took 5 years before they realized that thalidomide was the reason all of these babies were being deformed. And it can take a long time for these damages to really become known here. So, over at the Associated Press, they're wiping the egg off their face, and they've corrected the story that 70% of calls to the Mississippi Poison Control Center were over ivermectin. The actual number was 2%. And the media is still wiping its egg off of its face over the story coming out of Oklahoma about how the hospitals were just jammed with people who'd become sick on ivermectin, and they were blocking other patients from getting on in. That one turned out also to be false. The hospitals named in the story said, no, we were not seeing that. And the doctor you quoted, doesn't actually work for us. But over at CNN, proving that they don't learn from their mistakes, their fact checker, Daniel Dale, is now out there saying that this viral Oklahoma ivermectin mess is actually the fault of Republicans. Republicans did it deliberately to embarrass the corporate media. I mean, talk about desperation on the cusp of madness here. Meanwhile, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is warning about our society being in constant fear due to the COVID-19 propaganda, and says that fear could result in the complete obliteration of critical thinking. Well, not for all of us, Robert. I appreciate your concern, but some of us still have all of our marbles functioning here. And basically, Kennedy was speaking at the Ron Paul Institute's conference and noted that only a small fraction of the individuals comprising the CDC's COVID-19 death total actually died from COVID-19. We talked about that when it was happening. If you died and there was COVID-19 in your body, they listed you as having died from COVID-19. There was one ridiculous situation where a guy got killed in a traffic accident and his death warrant said COVID-19. Okay. And Robert Kennedy Jr. went on saying, among 378,048 death certificates from 2020 listing COVID-19 as a cause of death, only 5.5% listed COVID-19 all by itself without mentioning any other conditions. So, manipulation of the data, manipulation of the PCR tests. And meanwhile, we're seeing more and more nations are coming on out saying this is going to be infinite. There are going to be never-ending booster shots, lockdowns, COVID compliance. And the time to resist this medical tyranny definitely is now, because you go in for your regular shot every 3 months. You don't know what's in that needle. They're not going to tell you. They could change the recipe. They could change the formula. They could put something totally different in there. And you're just going to, go ahead. Oh, this is my regular booster shot. Yep. Up in Seattle, more than 200 Seattle cops face being fired over the vaccine mandate because 20% of the police force are refusing to get the vaccine. And this has resulted, obviously, in a staffing crisis, which is on top of the 17% budget cut from the Defund the Police people. And 250 officers already quitting over the anti-police climate. And I used to live near Seattle. I didn't live in Seattle. It was a beautiful town back then here. Down in Los Angeles, firefighters and police officers are basically joining forces to fight the city's vaccine mandate. And they're calling themselves Firefighters for Freedom. And they've partnered with Roll Call for Freedom, which is from the LAPD, to resist the vaccine mandate. And the mandate, of course, was put forward by the LA City Council, passed unanimously, and signed by Mayor Eric Garcetti. Same thing is happening down in Australia. Their first responders are resisting the mass COVID vaccine mandates. And again, for all those people out there saying the world is overpopulated, then you really shouldn't care if people aren't getting vaccinated, right? I mean, if you're vaccinated, you're safe from us. Actually, no, you're not. The CDC says that the vaccines won't stop you from getting COVID. They won't stop you from passing COVID on. What good are they then? What are the booster shots actually boosting? Remember that case, I think it was about last month, where a guy died from COVID, fully vaccinated, and they were out there saying, well, if he hadn't been vaccinated, it would have been so much worse. The guy's dead. What's worse than that? I guess, you know, if you don't get the vaccine, you go to the dark regions or something. I don't know. It's ridiculous. Qantas Airlines is going to ban unvaccinated passengers from international flights. That is definitely going to hit their finances here. Up in Pennsylvania, they are holding protests for the mask mandates at the schools, and those are popping up everywhere all across the state. So there are protests out there. They're just not getting a lot of coverage right now. There has been a poll taken that shows nearly 70% of unvaccinated Americans would rather quit their job than take the mandatory vaccination. And that is a significant number right there. Over in Germany, parents are being told to isolate their children at home in a separate room for 2 weeks, as young as 3 years old, even eating meals separate from them. We got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our planet.
Welcome back to our show here. Let's talk about the international news here. Another day, another war. And I'm looking at this article that came on out of strategicculture.org talking about how a new storm is brewing in the Balkans. And they start out saying, you know, Afghanistan is the graveyard of empires, but turbulence in the Balkans also is the precursor to an empire or two being buried in its wake. And they're talking about what a quagmire and a trap that can be, but that certainly won't stop the United States from going in there if they think it'll make you all forget about Afghanistan. This is going to be a little troubling to the U.S. Government. The Arab states are moving towards reconciliation with Syria. And since the collapse of the Soviet Union, Damascus has maintained a high level of diplomatic proficiency and influence, even compelling the U.S. to communicate through Damascus as a means of contact between regional powers. Modern Syria has been a bridge between the Arab states of the Persian Gulf and Tehran, a bulwark against Turkish expansionist efforts in the Arab world, and a key political factor in securing a minimum level of stability in that region. Now, if they could just get the Americans out of there, things might calm down here. Meanwhile, the Pentagon has transferred military, I guess oversight is the word, of Israel under CENTCOM. They previously had been under the U.S. European Command Zone. Now they're transferred to the Central Zone. It's now effective. On the 6th of September, just 2 days ago, Israeli and U.S. navies carried out joint exercises in the Red Sea. CENTCOM already oversees the whole of the greater Middle East, that is all of the Arab states. And now we're going to see Israel and its Arab neighbors join up in similar exercises. And I think this is to go after Iran. That's the next one. Speaking of which, Israeli Defense Forces Chief of Staff Aviv Kohavi said in an interview published Monday that plans to attack Iran have been greatly accelerated. The IDF chief told Israel's Walla News that a significant chunk of the boost to the defense budget, as was recently agreed, is intended for that purpose. So they want a gun for Iran here. Now, there's been a little bit of an embarrassment in Israel. There was an escape from the Gilboa prison in Bisan, and it was a devastating blow to the Israeli security service because they thought the prison could not be broken out of, but they got through. And I mean, some of their protective measures, all floors in the rooms are concrete with a layer of very durable reinforced iron. Steel iron cast with strong material is put on the windows. Anyway, we're going to see more escapes now, because the first thing to doing something is knowing that it is possible. We're going to take a break from station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.